Welcome to the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. On July 19th, a grass fire destroyed a railroad bridge south of Cavalier and north of Crystal, North Dakota. Rail traffic from elevators and dry edible bean plants in both Cavalier and Walhalla will be impacted by the displaced bridge. Located in Walhalla, Columbia Grain's Matt Brown says not having that rail service will be a big handicap.
We ship rail cars out of here all year long, and it's going to handicap us tremendously. Right now, I'm looking to setting up something in Crystal at the elevator to load boxcars that we got ordered that are on their way. And if we got to do that someplace where it's going to cost us a lot of money to transport this stuff out of here by truck and transload it on the boxcars.
Cavalier Bean Company co-owner Kurt Kirking and other local companies received a letter from Dakota Northern, which leases the railway from Burlington Northern Santa Fe, saying the company will no longer pay for major repairs from Hensel to Walhalla. Kirking says the task at hand right now is to determine the extent of the damage and estimate repair costs.
Is it going to be $100,000 or is it going to be $500,000? Obviously, we don't have access to numbers like that. So that's the initial thing that we need to do to see if it's even applicable that members of the community, Cavalier Bean, the other bean companies, the elevators, if we can even afford to repair the bridge.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC.